The county council went on a road trip to look at residential development around North Summit, especially Hoytsville Road west of the interstate. Council member David Ure said they got some insight into what a poor zoning job they've done there in the past 20 years.
We found a lot of hodgepodge of taking away the highway corridor in some areas where we thought that it ought to be in place and left it in wetlands and big open fields and things like that that didn't really make a lot of sense. We found out that some of our cluster bonusing program that we'd done in the past didn't accomplish anything. The sprawl was still there with all of the driveway still entering on the Hoytsville Road, and didn't really give a benefit to some of the surrounding neighbors as far as open space is concerned. We're using the Hoytsville Road because we think it might be the most complicated to format the entire eastern Summit County side. And so we think that if we can resolve the problems there, we can resolve any problem on the east side.
He said, though, it is not too late to do something.
We decided yesterday that we're going to get a map of the entire east side and find out just what kind of density we have, what kind of future development is there, what kind of ground does not have any kind of vested rights on it, so that we really know what we're facing. Some people are saying, oh, it's too late to do anything, and I'm of the opinion, I don't think it is. I think that we do some legitimate planning and zoning there and allow people who own large parcels of ground to also do some developing either within their family or where they might do and still preserve the open space and the lifestyle of Eastern Summit County.
He agreed with County Manager Bob Jasper, who said recently that their east side zoning is not consistent with what's on the ground.
And every time we start thinking we had a grasp on the situation, we'd come across another area where we couldn't understand why that development was allowed to take place under the circumstances, what we thought was the history of the Planning and Zoning Department in that area. And so Bob is exactly right. And that's going to be our mandate, is to come back and really find out what's there versus what the code was in 04 or the code was in 97. And it's quite a hodgepodge, and I'm not faulting anybody. That's what took place, and so let's make the best of a bad situation. That's what we're trying to do.
On another topic, a recent meeting of the Council of Governments, or COG, had Eastside mayors complaining that a steady stream of bike races was disrupting their communities. Ure, a Camas rancher himself, said race organizers should take care to notify towns in advance that they're coming. The recent Radnor race, he said, did that in Camas.
And I was quoted in the COG meeting stating that I'd spent an hour and a half, 2 hours with three people gathering up my cows to take them down the road for a mile and a half. And I was just on the verge of opening the gate to kick them out when I saw the first bicyclist go through. Had I kicked them out 20 minutes earlier, I would have destroyed the entire bicycle race, because you just can't get bicyclists through 100 head of mother cows. And so I'm saying that information, education, communication is by far the best thing to have cooperation with all people.
He also agreed with the complaint that the bike events don't generate local revenues in the towns they pass through.
I do also understand from the merchant side in Camas and Colville and Oakley that there's not a whole lot of merchandise bought or sold during the bike races, because they're just passing on through, but yet it does disrupt the flow of traffic of people in and out of their stores. That still doesn't mean that we can't allow people or communicate with people and just let people know. We're having communication, at least Bob Jasper is, with the Park City Chamber to try and overcome that problem. So we'll see what happens next year, because I think we're on the tail end of the bicycle racing here in Summit County right now.
County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.